Now that you understand intervals, you can use them to make chords. In your workbook is a page on chord formulas. I'll go over it with you now. The major chord is constructed with a major third, as in C to E, and on top of that you'd put a minor third, build that from the E to G, and those three notes together make the major chord. The minor chord is that formula turned the other way, minor third plus major third, in this case C to E flat. And you have to call it C to E flat because remember that's the minor third. If you call it D sharp, it's an augmented second. And when you see this on written music, if you see it with the wrong letter name, you won't be able to recognize the chord. So it's important you use the right name. C to E flat to G, minor third plus major third is a minor chord. Of course, the word augment means to make larger. So you have major third plus major third. You sharp that fifth, and to diminish is smaller, minor third plus minor third. And then you have the formulas for constructing seventh chords as well. Go through and do the worksheets in your workbook on recognizing chords that you see and constructing chords that you're given. The more you do of these, the better. And then you can go through and see how the chords work in the scale harmony. In other words, the chord that's built on scale degree 1, 1, 3, 5 notes in the scale. Scale degree 2, the 2 chord, which turns out to be minor, 3, 1, 3, 5 within the scale, starting on scale degree 3, so scale degree 3, 5, 7. The 3 chord, minor, and you can see how they all work out, major, minor, minor, major, major, minor, diminished. Do the worksheets. The more you work with this, the more sense it'll make, and the more useful it will be to you.